Jose Oakland.
It is 7 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story, haunting words from a terminally ill woman forced to move to Oregon to die with dignity.
The decision about how I end my dying process should be up to me and my family under a doctor's care. How dare the government make decisions or limit options for terminally ill people like me?
This never-before-seen video of Brittany Menard was released at the state capitol today as legislation was unveiled that would allow medically assisted suicide in California. Menard moved from the Bay Area after she was diagnosed with terminal brain cancer. At 29, she ended her life in November of last year. Brittany's mother, Deborah Ziegler.
She died in Oregon after going to great lengths to establish residency there. It was difficult, expensive, and time-consuming.
Assemblymember Susan Eggman says all Californians should be able to choose a similar path to Menard, regardless of their financial standing.
She had the privilege to be of enough means to make that transition and to move. Not all Californians have that same amount of resources.
Right now, only 5 states give residents the option for a medically assisted death.
That's KGO 810's Brian Pelletier.
The officers continue to lean on each other to fight through the sadness.
Heavy hearts in San Jose as the law enforcement community grieves the death of San Jose police officer Michael Johnson. The 14-year veteran cop was shot from the balcony of an apartment as police responded to reports of a suicidal man with a gun. Here's KGO 810's Jennifer Hodges.
Last night's shooting could have seen even more tragedy if it wasn't for the heroics of other police officers on scene.
Obviously, this has been an incredibly painful time for this city the last 24 hours. I can say what we are learning through the course of the investigation is that the courageous work of officers there in the scene may well have saved other lives as well.
San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo.
Grieving is not a simple process, and nobody pretends that anything we can offer can take any pain away.
An intense manhunt followed the shooting, but just before 2 this morning, the suspected gunman, 57-year-old Scott Dunham, was found dead on the balcony of that apartment where police believe he fired the fatal shot that killed Michael Johnson. It is not clear if he committed suicide or was fatally wounded during a gun battle with police. And barely 12 hours later, a close call for a Santa Clara County Sheriff's deputy after he rolled up on what appeared to be a drug deal in progress. Sergeant James Jensen says that's when the man behind the wheel of one of 2 cars on Swigert Road near Piedmont drove straight for one of the deputies.
When they were making contact with one of the vehicles, the second vehicle attempted to flee, and the deputy feared for his life and shot at the vehicle.
The sheriff's department is interviewing a man who showed up at a local hospital with a gunshot wound not long after that shooting. 2 women are also being questioned. New information late this afternoon in that bizarre kidnapping and ransom of a woman in Vallejo. 29-year-old Denise Huskins turned up this morning in Huntington Beach in Southern California, safe and unharmed. But as KGO 810's Rob Artigo reports, the details of her abduction are under intense scrutiny.
Vallejo Police Lieutenant Kenny Park, pressed for some real answers by some frustrated reporters, explained that answers are what investigators are after as well. And while there isn't an official suspect or person of interest in this case, nobody involved is above suspicion.
Anyone who has any connection to Ms. Huskins, we're going to be talking to. And nobody at this point has been eliminated.
At this point, the 29-year-old woman's claim and those of her boyfriend that she was forcibly kidnapped early Monday morning and held for ransom remain the focus of the investigation.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather on the 5s. KGO News time is 7:04.
1-877-CARS for kids. K-A-R-S, cars for kids. 1-877-CARS for kids. Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS for kids. K-A-R-S, cars for kids. 1-877-CARS for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, cars for kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today, yeah.
It is 7:05 on KGO. Time now to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Black Oak Casino Resort. We'll start in San Rafael, eastbound 580 before Main Street. You got a fender bender there that's on the right shoulder, and they're clearing it. But folks are still practically stopped back to Bellum Boulevard, but traffic is slowly beginning to move. Eastbound 80, I just thought I'd let you know, rush hour still got you slow to stop and go from Pinole Valley Road in Pinole all the way back to Powell Street in Emeryville. Northbound 880 at West Winton, you got a multi-vehicle avenue accident there on the right shoulder, and it's been there for probably 2 hours. It looks like tow trucks are finally getting things cleared up. It's only stop and go in pockets back to about Central Avenue in Fremont. On the San Mateo Bridge, 92 eastbound, about mid-span or a little after you had an accident there, they've cleared that. Traffic is now only stop and go in pockets from Foster City Boulevard. There's plenty of rest for the lucky at Black Oak Casino Resort. Enjoy the overnight sensation package for just $99, which includes a luxury room plus $25 in free play and $25 for dining. An amazing deal for new players club members. Book now at win@blackoak.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Now, this is what the first day of spring is supposed to feel like. Lots of sunshine, temperatures in the high 60s and 70s in most places. And it only gets better from here, says KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Morning starts off with a few patches of fog at our beaches. Mid-40s to mid-50s. The afternoon, plenty of sun. Mid-60s to the mid-80s for your Thursday. Don't forget the shades and the sunscreen. On Friday, you will notice a difference, and it's cooler. Inland areas will come down a few degrees as well. Low 60s to low 80s.
But right now around the Bay Area, mostly clear skies. The hot spot is in Fairfield at 72 degrees. It's 71 in Concord, 67 in Walnut Creek, 69 in Dublin, 69 Santa Rosa, 61 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show is next. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell him to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
KGO to go! And it is time for the Drex Radio Show. We talk it out every night, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGO 810. Join us on the, you know, iHeartRadio app or Meerkat. You can watch us live streaming video and behind the scenes audio. And all things insane on the way for this Wednesday. We're halfway there. So we have 7 more days until April Fool's Day, 9 more days until Furious 7, 11 more days till Easter. Easter's almost here.
I can't believe it.
So everything that you gave up for Lent,
you can soon have it back. Oh, you can do it
again now? No, you have to wait 11 more days.
Yeah, but that's not so bad.
18 more days until the Game of Thrones.
Of course, I didn't give up anything, so what am I talking about?
I didn't think
never,
that you did,
ever
Heather.
Give up.
Random facts for this Wednesday. Steely Dan.
Love.
Okay. Is named after?
Oh, God. Everyone knows that.
Oh, no, you don't. What is it named after?
Let's see. So it's a prosthetic penis from William Burroughs novel.
Yes. Naked Lunch. Yes. It's a sex toy. I never knew that. How did I never know that all these years?
How did that get by you of all people?
Oh, my God. Wow, I'm shocked. The U.S. military buys the most explosives in the country. Guess who's number two? Walt Disney.
Huh?
Here and in Florida. Yes, in Cali in Florida because of all the fireworks that they need for their parks.
They buy the most explosives?
Yes, fireworks. So-
fireworks.
Same thing.
Okay.
That's explosive.
Sure.
Yeah. The average banana is larger than a guy's junk. Speaking of the Steely Dans.
Nice. I like that there's a theme here. Explosions.
No, it is. Random facts for Wednesday. It is Wednesday, by the way. So the average banana is between 7 and 8 inches. Well, let's see.
Yay, bananas.
Yes, it is. That's true. And the average guy is about 5.16. And then Playboy was originally planning to use a deer's head as its logo, but they changed. Yes, you changed his mind at the very last second and changed it to a bunny. Because you can see how he's very lodgy type just by looking at the mansion.
Right. I get that as a male thing, like a trophy on the wall. Mm-hmm. But how horrible would it have been if all the Playboy bunnies at the mansion had antlers on their head?
They would have. They almost did.
Everybody would be poking their own eyes out, you know, like, hey, can I get you a drink? Boink.
Just about everything gets poked there anyway, so what the hell difference does it make? Okay, so it could have been antlers.
Thank God we have soft bunny ears instead.
I know, but you know, they don't make them wear the bunny ears anymore. Well, they used to make them wear the tails. Like, for instance, at the Chicago Club, they have to,
yeah,
they have to wear the
a tail and a
ears.
Yeah,
a little puff.
Oh, my God.
Puff. The NBA madness continues, but this has nothing to do with that. Listen to this stat. It talks about basketball. 12 of the 50 highest scoring players in NBA history hit either zero or one three-pointers in their entire careers. I should have run this one by Kevin the Rat. That includes Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Shaquille O'Neal, who both hit one three-pointer, and Wilt Chamberlain, who hit zero. Now, he had several zeros behind the number of women that he hit, but that's another topic. But fitting right in with this segment now, isn't it?
Why?
Now, I promised via Twitter that I would start tonight's show with the proposals. Is it a good idea, public proposals? Got lots of response to that. You can join us at Generation Drex, D-R-E-X, because there was this flight attendant. A flight attendant's boyfriend proposes on one of her flights. And, well, I'll just play it, and then we'll see how it went, if it worked out or not. What do you think?
I met the woman of my dreams at 34,000 feet.
This is
so
the pilot.
I figured it's time to continue our lives at 34,000 feet. Randy, I've loved you since the moment I met you. And I want to be the man for you the rest of your life. Will you marry me?
She said yes. Here's the deal. The rest of the crew was in on it and let him sit in one of the jump seats for takeoff so she didn't see him. But, I have to tell you, you know what the statistics are on these public proposals. Over a third of them end up being negative.
Oh, bad wow. Thing. There's statistics.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Yes.
Because obviously YouTube is populated with epic proposal fails.
For sure. Well, and also people just assume that if you do it publicly, she's going to say yes. And a lot of times she will. But then she'll rescind. Yeah,
She'll
rescind it. But you can also, speaking of YouTube, there are guys who have been in stadiums and such, and they've been turned down. Because, she basically won't give an answer, this, that, or the other. Nothing like being embarrassed in front of 20 or 40 or 50 or 100,000 people.
Boy.
Be careful.
Men are
Be careful.
Stupid.
So, the actually, the result is, if I recall correctly, it's about 35-36% of public proposals do not turn out
Stunning.
Well. Yeah. So
it just seems like an all-around bad idea.
Do you think so, as a woman? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Why of all things are we doing this so publicly?
Well, because men like to think of it as a huge declaration of love. You know, like, for instance, it can't get any bigger than this. You know, I'm at a Warriors game. How can she say no?
And that's another thing. They do it at a stadium where it's an activity
arena
that they love more than probably the girl does.
Well, yeah, they're not
doing it
in Vegas at the Britney Spears concert
or anything like that.
Right.
Yeah,
like,
but you get what I'm saying. Yeah.
Oh, I totally get what you're saying.
I do not want to go to the Britney Spears concert.
I'd have my engagement out, where is it, to see Elton John?
At Outside Lands.
Yes,
okay.
There you go.
Elton's going to be there. See, that's
because
exactly
Because anything
it.
Would go
okay,
with Elton.
Here we go. If you want to ask me to marry you, involve the Black Keys at Outside Land somehow.
Oh, boy.
There, I've put it out there. In fact, even better if it's
bad.
The cute
you're
Black
naughty.
Key, because I would marry him.
Just Monday, we're all about the Game of Thrones, dude. Now we're on to the Black Keys.
I got
to
spread the love.
You are spreading the love. My God, no wonder we're getting all these ridiculous descriptions of California in one word from Reddit. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people weighed in for words for different states. Mm. I mean, if you chose Alabama, you'd get things like hick
Racist.
And redneck and barbecue and,
homophobic
and stuff like that.
Oh, and when we think of California, we think of love.
Well, we think of one-word associations. You can add your own 808-0810. I'll read you a few, okay? 808-0810 is the number. But what comes to mind? First word that comes to mind. I'll just, because there's like 10 pages of these, so we can go on and
when
on
you
and
think
on
of
throughout
California.
The show. Right. When you think of the word California, think of the state and you think about the people who live here. What do you think? So I'll just start at the top. And then as we proceed through the show, I will eventually get to the end of the 10 pages. So from the top, hippies, Lala, sun, yuppies, climate change, beautiful, and hipster.
Interesting.
Well, I'll make a little mark and we'll stop right there. And then you can add in anytime you like. You can hit us up at Generation Drex. Just tweet us or call us 808-0810. Okay, I want to move on to our guest. So this is just insane. Now, this is just nutty, from the Department of Nutty Wacky. Remember the lunatic down in SoCal who wanted to put this Shoot the Gays initiative up on the ballot? Well, turns out he's going to.
Yeah, they can't stop him.
So we have a guest next who has countered that by the, what is she calling this? The Intolerant Jackass Act. I mean, this
we
is,
love her. Dr. Charlotte Law.
This is statewide BS.
Right. I
mean, yeah.
And Kamala Harris's office apparently can't, you know, stop it at this point from proceeding. But the guy does, in fact, have to get a heck of a lot of signatures to get this put up as an initiative. She's saying Law's initiative would label the author of any such ballot measure calling for the killing of gays and lesbians an intolerant jackass, and that person would have to attend sensitivity training and have to do a pay a lot of money.
Okay, well, we're going to talk to her coming up here next, all right? But first, before we do that, let's check in with Lee Graham and the Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by Beach Blanket Babylon. We'll start in San Rafael again. You've still got residual delays on eastbound 580. The accident was just before Main Street, and it was only a fender bender, but traffic is still stop and go from about Bellum Boulevard to Main Street. Once you get on the bridge, though, it's not too bad. Northbound 880 at West Winton, you had a multi-vehicle accident there on the right shoulder. They pretty much got it cleared, and now the Nimitz is only sluggish from about A Street in Hayward back to 84 in Fremont. On the at the San Mateo Bridge, 92 eastbound, there was an accident a little after mid-span. They've cleared that. Right now, traffic is stop and go from about the high-rise back to Foster City Boulevard and only sluggish the rest of the way across up to the toll plaza where you finally are free and clear. Beach Blanket Babylon is the perfect night out with friends filled with spoofs of your favorite pop culture characters, big hats, big hair, and big laughs. It's the ultimate only in San Francisco experience. For tickets, visit beachblanketbabylon.com today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Turn on spring at the Orchard Supply Hardware Lawn and Garden Event. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, save on everything you need to get the best yard on the block at the season's lowest prices. Like half-off Scott's 14.2-pound Turf Builder Weed and Feed, half-off Roundup 1.33-gallon Pump and Go Weed Killer, and half-off Miracle-Gro 10-pound All-Purpose Plant Food. Get more great deals like these during the Lawn and Garden Event March 27th through the 29th at Orchard Supply Hardware. Offers and sale prices only available during sale dates.
Attention homeowners, rates have dropped again and are at all-time historic lows. If you refinanced your mortgage into a 10, 15, or 30-year fixed rate within the last 18 months, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. We'll redo your loan at a lower rate with absolutely no closing costs. That's right, no title fees, no appraisal fees, no escrow fees, no fees, period. With fixed rates at 60-year lows, you may be able to start saving money immediately, and it won't cost you a dime. It's really that easy. We'll refinance your loan and we pay for everything. Call Home and Loan Finders now to lock in a low fixed rate today with 0 points or fees at 800-914-7290. Even if you're in process with another lender, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. Call 800-914-7290. That's 800-914-7290. 800-914-7290. Loan limits and restrictions apply. Rates and terms are subject to change and not all applicants may qualify. Licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, number 01837288. NMLS number 308085.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can, with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including social networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And with ZipRecruiter's premium traffic boost, you can get up to 3 times more candidates. Quickly screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Plus, get 30% off your first traffic boost by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Call Bay Area Zero Res for the KGO March $99 special with a variety of options available. Call for details, 877-321-0739, 877-321-0739, or go to ZeroBayArea.com.
Yes, we'll make more of the Drex Radio Show. We do it every weeknight from 7 to 10 on KGO 810. Coming up, we'll be talking about Facebook reportedly wants to tighten its grip on your news and other fun things. They actually do have some fun things happening. Later this hour, we'll get to Habits of the Happy Couple. Yes, if you're a couple, together as one. And Iggy Azalea, what's going on with her? She got implants, but nobody noticed.
Aw.
But Vogue had a party with her, and they asked her 78 rapid-fire questions. We'll include that. So, you know, Reddit, as I mentioned before the break, they did this survey worldwide, and for every single state, they asked people to give one-word descriptions. So, you know, I have like 10 pages of California. And so as I continue through each break, I'll read some more of them, and you can tweet at Generation Drex and send me your one-word description, whatever that would be. But so on with their list, backwards, coast, douchebags. Now, I think that's offensive, and I'm not buying, and I'll stop right there.
Backwards is a bizarre one.
Yes, coast and douchebags. Now, but douchebag comes into play, so let's get our not with the state, but with some of our attorneys and lawmakers. That would definitely be the case, and I want to get our guests on the air and welcome her to the show. We have Charlotte Laws on the line. Hi, Charlotte. Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for joining us. You know, when this story first came out about the SoCal attorney wants to shoot the gays initiative, went into circulation in the press, I thought, what the hell is going on? I mean, how is this possible? But it's true, right?
It is true. It's amazing, but it's true.
Explain to everybody what it is, the Sodomite Suppression Act, and it's a warning of the wrath of God for tolerating wickedness in our midst. And actually, you know, he wants people to be put to death by bullets to the head if anybody touches someone of the same sex. Do I have that right?
That's correct.
Well, that's not gonna fly in California, period. But especially, he's not gonna fly in the Bay. Yes, he sure as hell did. Yeah, and so he. By the way, and you're a lawyer. He's a lawyer.
No, I'm actually not a lawyer.
Oh, you're not a lawyer. Okay.
No, I'm not. My last name is Laws, but I'm not a lawyer. But I was in politics in Los Angeles, and I've done a lot of other things.
Okay. Well, he's a lawyer. What makes him think that you know, we could put people to death? It's just ridiculous, and obviously he's just, you know, a big haterade of the LGBT community. But I mean, what makes him think that that could ever fly to begin with?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's funny because he's avoiding the press now. He's been hiding under a rock ever since this came public. So
I can imagine it's a good place for him.
I think he's afraid now, and he should be.
Yeah. So you took the initiative to counter his Shoot the Gays initiative by your own act. You introduced the Intolerant Jackass Act, which you're to be applauded.
Yeah, everyone in San Francisco
to be
is
applauded
blowing you
all
kisses.
All around the Bay and everybody worldwide listening, for sure. Tell us what that is.
Well, what it is essentially it says that any person herein known as an intolerant jackass who brings forth a ballot measure that suggests the killing of gays and or lesbians, whether this measure is called the Sodomite Suppression Act or is known by some other name, shall be required to attend sensitivity training and must donate $5,000 to a pro-gay or pro-lesbian organization.
I love that. Of course, it's kind of in jest, or are you really going to push the initiative?
No, it's basically just to kind of mock him.
Oh, good.
And I, you know, because he's very serious about his ridiculous proposal and his hate-filled proposal.
Yeah, right.
And I felt like the best thing to do was to turn him into a joke and a fool and to marginalize him.
Well,
and
he reminds me of Fred Phelps. You know, he's gone. From the Westboro Church, that guy who used to all the homosexuals should die, and he would protest at all of the soldiers' funerals and this, that, and the other. It was just a horrible, horrible person. But he reminds me of that hate-filled speech. I mean, you know, of course, it's constitutional right. It's First Amendment right, but nonetheless, it was just so despicable. And this guy reminds me of the exact same thing.
Yeah, it's very important to speak up, you know, and not be silent when you see injustice, when you see victims, when you see intolerance. And so I felt it was really kind of my duty to come out and say something. And there are people who want to gather signatures for this. I mean, I have been contacted by a number of people who would like to do that. I don't think that's going to end up happening, but I'm certainly whatever people want to do is fine.
Well, I just love it because you call it the intolerant jackass act. I would just love to see that on the ballot, where you would walk into the voting booth and say, "Oh, well, you can either vote for the Shoot the Gays initiative, or here, look, you can check here for the intolerant jackass act." Now that would get people's attention about California around the world.
It would. And, you know, but I'm glad that we have this initiative process, and I'm glad that ordinary people can bring forth measures. And I think it's important that we be able to have that free speech and not have politicians in a position to make preemptive strikes and say, oh, no, we're not going to allow you to proceed with this particular measure. And I know that the Attorney General right now is trying to get the court to derail the Sodomite Suppression Act. But I actually think that initiative should be able to go forward.
I do too, if he wants to.
Yeah, and then there are other people who want to raise the filing fee. So I had to pay $200, and so did this other man, and they want to raise it to $8,000. But again, then it's catering to the affluent, and ordinary people aren't going to be able to try to make the state better, you know, with their initiatives.
Well, this attorney who practices law in Huntington Beach has been an attorney since 1998. In 2004, he proposed another initiative that would have distributed the King James Bible as literature to students in California public schools. I mean, you know, at least that's not nearly as horrific as this is, but he hasn't given any interviews since this initiative proposal.
No, his voicemail box is full, according to a reporter that I talked to yesterday.
You think?
He's never returned the phone calls for any of the other reporters who left messages for him.
That's so interesting. I mean, I kind of thought, oh, it'll die a natural death, but it sort of has simmered underneath the surface as a news story, and that he's going to try to go further. So I think you hit like the pitch perfect nail on the head of responding to somebody that thinks so ridiculous with your own sort of lighthearted joke at it. And so it's just perfect war of words to just put that out there like that.
Intolerant jackass act. All right. Well, thank you very much, Charlotte Laws, for speaking to us. And thank you for, you know, putting forth the initiative.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, God bless
everybody,
you,
send Charlotte
lots of love.
Check for $10 so she can get her $200 back or something.
It's on the Attorney General's website. If you want to go on and post a comment, it is listed there now.
Oh, okay. So what is the site exactly?
Go on to Kamala Harris's website and just put in Google Attorney General California Initiatives, and it will come up first. It'll be the first entry.
Excellent.
And you'll see them listed. You'll see mine listed, and you'll also see the Sodomite Suppression Act listed. You can also post a comment on that. So take comments on the website.
We'll put it up on Twitter so everybody can check it out to make sure everybody can get it. All right. Well, thank you very much, and have a good rest of the week.
Okay. Thank you. You too.
Okay. All right. The Intolerant Jackass Act.
Going down in flames. I mean, no, that's the one we want to win.
Oh,
the Sodomite Suppression Act goes down in flames.
That's the flamer. All right. Iggy Azalea, yes, the worldwide famous rapper, answers rapid-fire questions for Vogue, along with more Facebook chaos. Coming up here in just a minute, right after we check in with the News Center on KGO A10.
Megabus.com offers safe, convenient, affordable express bus service for as low as $1 via the internet. Megabus.com has served more than 40 million customers in more than 100 cities across North America. Their luxury single and double-decker buses offer free Wi-Fi, power outlets, panoramic windows, and are green certified. Travel in comfort and confidence. Megabus.com. Express buses between San Francisco and six cities. Reserve seatings available. Visit Megabus.com and book your ticket today.
You're a business owner. You know how it goes. Money comes in, money goes out. But when there's a cash flow hiccup,
You need a little help. Get the working capital you need right when you need it at Sign on the Line Capital. Even when your bank says no, Sign on the Line can say yes. Unlike banks, we make it fast and simple with up to a 95% approval rate and speedy cash. Payroll glitch? No problem. Need new equipment? No problem. We've helped thousands of business owners with fast help and flexible repayment plans. Get approved for up to $250,000 in just 12 hours. No collateral, no application fees, and your credit rating doesn't matter either. Get your cash in as little as 2 to 3 days. It's fast, easy, and painless. So call now, 800-532-1335. That's 800-532-1335. 800-532-1335. When you need it.
You can join me for Avon 39, the walk to end breast cancer. 2 days and 39 miles. Sure, it's not easy, but that's what makes it worth it. Join my team and take the challenge. Avon 39, the walk to end breast cancer in San Francisco, July 11th and 12th. Register today at 39forbc.org.
On Monday, Josh Leibarger made his status
case of the Mondays,
followed by a frowny face. It got one like and five comments, including dislike. Well, Josh, Geico also wants to make a comment to turn that emoji's frown upside down. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. With all that extra dough, why not give Monday a makeover? We see an office party in your future, hosted by you. Hashtag happy face. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
7:30 in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the bottom of the hour. The sex discrimination trial of Silicon Valley venture capitalist Ellen Powell is in the hands of a San Francisco jury tonight. Closing arguments wrapped up this morning, and now a six-man, six-woman jury is faced with sorting out a barrage of vicious accusations.
Powell's lawyers say her success at Kleiner Perkins is all that matters. This wasn't about sitting around being friends. She brought in revenue and should have been compensated. Their close was forceful, calling the jury the conscience of the community. Lawyers for the firm have countered all along that Powell's personality is central. They say she had an ego, routinely clashed with coworkers, thinking she should have been moved up, when really she was nowhere near qualified for a promotion. And the suit, deliberately crafted, they say, in front of the press. At stake here, $16 million in lost wages, $144 million in damages.
And that is KGO 810's Mike Simpson. In the South Bay, two Santa Clara men are facing rape charges tonight after they allegedly sexually assaulted a woman who passed out in a cab one of them was driving. Captain Jeff Hunter says it happened a few days ago when the unidentified woman from Sunnyvale called a taxi. She was picked up near El Monte Road and Highway 280.
When the victim got into the cab, she had already been drinking. At some point, they had decided that they would get more alcohol and continue drinking in the cab. And at some point, she ends up losing consciousness after drinking more.
Hunter says the driver, 29-year-old Navjot Singh, picked up his roommate, 30-year-old Gurminder Sikhan. Police say both men assaulted the woman. They then left her on the side of the road. An off-duty police officer saw the cab as it left, stopped the two men and arrested them. The unidentified woman was treated at a local hospital. Stunning revelations about that crash of that German passenger jet in the French Alps. The New York Times is reporting that one of the pilots was locked out of the cockpit after stepping out to use the bathroom. Senior international correspondent Fred Pleitgen with reaction now from Lufthansa Airlines, the owner of the downed Airbus 320.
I just got off the phone with a spokesperson for Lufthansa based in Frankfurt at the headquarters of Lufthansa. His name is Boris Ogorsky, and he said, we have, then this is a quote from him, he said, we have no information from the bodies investigating the incident, the BEA and the BFU, of course, that's the French version of the NTSB and the German version of the NTSB, that would corroborate the report in the New York Times.
The CEO of German Wings Airlines, the operator of the jet, says the company will provide financial assistance to the families of the 150 victims on board that crash. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 7:33.
Take a deep breath. Good. Now stretch back into train pose and melt into your super wide seat with legroom for days. Turn your torso to the right and take in the panoramic view. Very nice.
Amtrak is a more relaxing way to travel. Enjoy spacious accommodations with food and drinks on board to places like Portland, Seattle, LA, Reno, and Denver. Find your center and your ticket at Amtrak.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Candlin, and after spending 30 hardworking years running a major resort in Northern California, I finally got a chance to retire. At the resort, we used Armstrong for just about everything, foam roofing, windows, and painting. And now that I'm living the retired life and we built our own home, I used Armstrong again. Their double pane windows and the insulation of a good foam roof keep the house warm in winter and cool in the summer. And that makes me feel so comfortable, I can focus on the more pressing issues of retirement, like, maybe pressing is the wrong word. Urgent? No, I don't think urgent. Maybe I'll nap on it.
Protect your home and save on heating and cooling costs with Armstrong energy-efficient windows and foam roofing. Call Armstrong today for a free estimate. Phone 777-1234. That's Armstrong, 3 7s and a 1234. License 245-291.
735 on KGO. Time now to check your roadways with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking in San Francisco. Eastbound 80 at 7th Street, you got a hit-and-run accident there that's actually at the back end of some stop-and-go traffic that reaches up to Fremont. In Livermore, eastbound 580 at Grantline Road, another hit-and-run accident that's in the second lane. You do have minor delays back to just after North Flynn Road. Northbound 880 is still struggling to unwind from 84 in Union City up to about West A Street in Hayward. And near San Quentin, still have some residual minor delays on 580 eastbound from 101 out to just onto the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge, and that's from an earlier accident at Main Street. This winter, plan your escape from Oakland International on nonstops to Hawaii and Europe. For a limited time, park free for up to 5 days when you fly nonstop to Hawaii and Europe. For enrollment details, click over to oaklandairport.com/parkfree. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
And now to your Bay Area weather forecast. Lots of sunshine today, sunny and warmer on Thursday with record high temperatures. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Tomorrow morning when you get going, watch out for the fog. It's going to be in patches along the coast. For the afternoon, temperatures will come up quickly. It is going to be a warmer day with the potential for a few records around here. Lots of sunshine across the entire Bay Area. Mid-60s to the mid-80s for your Thursday. After that, numbers will start to come down.
Right now around the Bay Area, though, mostly clear skies and still mild. We've got 65 degrees in Oakland, 66 in Santa Cruz, 66 in Dublin with 70 in Concord, 59 in San Mateo, 60 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
I love the beef. I'm looking at Iggy Azalea. She and Azalea Banks, her and they hate each other. How perfect. That just makes the world go round. She's the Australian rapper. She's got a lot of beefs. I think she was beefing, I'm not sure, but I think with Miley for a while. But, you know, Iggy Azalea is the Australian rapper. And she's great. You know, she did Fancy. It was a great song. I love it.
I have no idea.
Yeah. So anyway, she she got a boob job and nobody noticed. So was it worth the money? She is in the new issue of Vogue magazine. And she reveals that she got some new boobs 4 months ago, but apparently nobody noticed. So
maybe
she helped
you weren't
out with
supposed
us.
To notice.
Well, I think that's it. Iggy said, it's something that she's thought about all her life, and she just finally got tired of all the padding for her stage costume, so she fessed
up. Oh, okay. Because when you say boob job, it could be smaller.
Yeah,
or it
yeah,
could
yeah,
just
yeah,
be
yeah,
in
yeah.
a rearrangement of things.
Exactly. So they did rapid-fire questions for Vogue for Iggy Azalea. Some of the questions, well, you know, let's just hit it, and you'll.
What's
I'll
your
just
favorite
start
animal?
You decide.
Dogs. What's your favorite animal that does not exist?
I love unicorns.
What's the most Australian thing you can possibly say?
It is the sports chant, Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi.
What's the most American thing ever?
McDonald's.
Other than one of your music videos, what's the best music video in the world?
The best music video in the world is Bombs Over Baghdad.
What's your favorite exercise?
My favorite exercise, I love to play team sports, any kind of team sport.
Favorite food?
Tacos.
Favorite color?
Purple.
Kittens or puppies?
Puppies.
Rotisserie chicken or macaroni and cheese?
Chicken before anything.
If you had one superpower, what would it be?
Probably to be invisible.
If you could meet Tupac, what would you ask him?
I'd ask him exactly in every detail what happened the night that he passed away.
Iggy, what's the stupidest interview question you've ever been asked?
What it's like to be a female in hip-hop.
What's the most important website?
Twitter.
Of course. Ozzy, oi, oi, oi. And also, our favorite website would be, well, besides Twitter, and we're on at Generation Drex, is Meerkat, is the app right now where you can watch us stream live. M-E-E-R-K-A-T. You have to download it.
I don't think of either of those as sites, but...
Yeah,
okay.
Well, we're going to talk about apps and stuff. Anyway, because I want to talk about Facebook and reportedly wants to tighten its grip on your news. Details and deals are reportedly in the works to give Facebook greater control over the news, the news stories that are shared on its platform. This, according to the New York Times today, Facebook has met with several big media companies to discuss the possibility of its directly hosting their content. Now, you're thinking, well, what's the big deal? Well, this is a big shift that would fundamentally change how users access news articles on the site. For instance, the Huffington Post, the New York Times, BuzzFeed, National Geographic, Quartz, The Guardian, they've all been approached, so say the Times. Currently, when you click on a Times article through Facebook, for example, you're sent to a page hosted on the Times website. Under the new proposed agreement, you'd click a link that would load the article on Facebook itself, hypothetically reducing the load time for the content. But the change might also give Facebook more control over the content hosted on its own platform.
It would give them more information about you.
Yes, it's a very intuitive thing, and I want to get to this. If you're a techie and you have something to say about this, 808-0810 is the number. 80-80-810.
So if you already hate your feed, you're going to hate it more.
Well, the details of the proposed partnerships aren't clear, but would media companies have new pages with Facebook? I mean, is that a good idea? Would their content appear differently to users compared to articles that the outlets, that aren't partnered with the social network? And they would not respond to that. Some people, like Emily Bell, for instance, she is the director of the Tal Center for Digital Journalism at Columbia. She's concerned about this, and she says it could influence how Facebook's 1.4 billion users get their news and the influence it would have on it.
That right there is scary.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, Facebook already has a ton of power over the news media. On Monday, the website Vox said Facebook represented 40% of the site's monthly traffic at times.
Hmm.
And the social network is able to influence any page's reach or how many people actually see a media outlet's post. I mean, for example, in November, Advertising Age called Facebook's model pay to play and suggested that brands have to fork over cash to reach a wider audience. Look. And here's the deal. And this is the way it is if you're a public figure or you're working publicly with Facebook. Anyone who's ever run a public page on Facebook probably recognizes the frustration of a post reaching only a fraction of one's overall audience. But that's Facebook's algorithm at work. You know, again, love it, hate it, 80-80-810. The new hosting proposal would further cement Facebook's influence on the media. News outlets certainly have some incentive to go along with the proposal as, let's face it, once again, Facebook has an incredible amount of data about its users, and that data could lead to better advertising revenue for the media outlets if they decide to partnership with the platform. Now, here's the deal. This is like the big question. Is it worth the trade-off to get extra Facebook dollars business-wise today in exchange for a little bit of your independence tomorrow? People were thinking in the short term, maybe, but it's a very narrow short term. You know, it's the sort of decision that you might look back on in a few years as the moment you got swindled,
Exactly.
2 years from now, 5 years from now.
Even though it's free.
Well, yeah, but that whole, is it really pay for play to get attention to your site? And here's the other thing that I wanted to mention. There are a lot of apps that are intuitive that drive me crazy, and news sites. I think that I'd rather not name which ones they are, but they're basically all of them. So let me give you an example. If I go on the app and I like dogs and it's a news app, so every time I go on, for instance, Sharon loves dogs, all right? We all know that. I love dogs, too. But when I want to read the news, I want to read the news.
Yeah.
I don't want to see 20 or 30 stories about dogs.
Funneled to you.
And I don't like all of that intuitive garbage. It drives me crazy. It really does. So it's trying to read my mind. I get that.
But it's not
that's
intuitive.
That's not what I want. I know.
Because what you really want is a good blend or a hierarchy of things that are important in the world,
unfiltered,
et cetera, et cetera.
Unfiltered. Yeah. Yes, I decide.
And and how do we ever learn about something new if the news, whatever the source is, keeps funneling us the same old dog
right.
duty?
Right, it's going through someone's liver and coming out the other end as to what it should be.
Exactly.
You know, as to what I want to digest, except
and
it's coming out the other way because it's not what I want. It's crap to me.
You know, same thing, of course, happens with ads we see all the time now.
I get that part.
But is it smart money spent? Because I will see on a news site a blouse I already bought. So how come,
they know.
They're still
cookies.
Advertising it to
it's
me.
The cookie
I can
monster.
Only wear the one, you know, or boots or whatever. It's just, it's nutty. Like you say. So what I would like is for some of those smart, genius people in our audience to come up with a better Facebook already. Just kill
well,
it.
I mean, do you think that that's a good idea? I think that's the big question for the tech world. You know, Facebook wants to tighten its grip on your news. Is that a good idea or is that a bad idea?
Ugh, the more they gum it up, the worse it gets.
I just hate the intuitive thing. You know what I do? I go in to, you know, clear your data, clear your website, clear your cookies.
Lose
your cookies. And then I just go on Safari and look at the website itself. That way it's not filtered. So all I see is dogs.
Yeah.
Dog news.
Right.
Drives me crazy. It really does. It's really, really irritating. So if it's going to be intuitive, it needs to be more intuitive so it doesn't do things like that.
Or kind of less so, because what you really want
I know, it's
is
just
a variety.
Right.
Like, how do we learn anything new about the world if we're getting spoon-fed some kind of garbage based on what I read last week? I mean, you get it.
Yes. Get it good.
All right.
Let's take a break and we'll be back. Speaking of getting it, how about Reddit? Yeah. How would you describe California in one word? So this was put out to the Reddit world and they just summed it up with hundreds of descriptions, one word descriptions. And, you know, one of the biggest ones are pretentious, egotistical, yuppies, and hipster for the state of California. What is your one word description? You can tweet us at Generation Drex. I'll read you some more from around the world coming up next. And yes, habits of happy couples.
Did you have a one word?
I love the whole thing hipster. I love hipster. I think that
really?
And beautiful. Yeah, let me
right.
see here.
Well, I'll tell you my one word when we come back.
Yeah, I'll have to think about it because there's so much. I mean, the first thing that comes to mind when it comes to weather after where I came from, and I love it very much, but it's sun.
Yeah.
Sunshine. Yeah. So would all be right. My description of California. All right. So we'll get to yours, and we'll get to more coming up here on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. First, let's check in with the Traffic Center and Lee Graham.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by Black Oak Casino Resort. Sonoma County, 37 eastbound at 121. You've got an accident there that's been on the right shoulder for quite a while now. Traffic is really crawling almost back to Lakeville Road. Once you get by that accident, it's still, let's face it, going to be stop and go to Skaggs Island Road. Livermore, 580 westbound, you've got construction jamming things up between North Flynn Road and Grant Line Road. On the peninsula, San Mateo, northbound 101, it's still slow to stop and go from just before East Hillsdale Boulevard to Peninsula Avenue in Burlingame. And just if you're headed up the Nimitz from San Jose, get ready for a wait. Northbound 880 is still slow to stop and go from Alvarado Boulevard in Union City to West A Street in Hayward. Come play and be blown away by Cashnado now through April 25th at Black Oak Casino Resort. Enter the $5,000 Cash Cube every Friday and Saturday. Plus, there's a $10,000 winner Saturdays at 9 p.m. and on April 25th, a bonus drawing for at least $25,000. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Hi, folks. Alan Thick here. If you owe the IRS, they want their money now, and it's their right to get it. The truth is they would rather settle for less than bother you more, and that's why they've launched the Fresh Start program to help solve your tax problem once and for all. You could now qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. No one knows this program better than the attorneys at Optima Tax Relief. They will fight to get you the best settlement.
Call 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
World champion Giants fans, are you ready for another amazing season of baseball at AT&T Park? We've got an incredible schedule lined up. Big events, Orange Fridays, ring ceremonies, world championship giveaways, and not-to-be-missed series with the Nationals, Cardinals, Angels, and everybody's favorites, the Dodgers. Better grab your seats right away, because they're going faster than a Mad Bum heater. We are selling single-game tickets right now at sfgiants.com. We are SF. We are Giants.
Oh, you're going to love this. Coming up at the top of the hour, rules and regulations for your supervisors and bosses when it comes to emails.
Oh, that'll be fun. We'll put that right over here.
How much fun will we have with that?
What about texting, too? Do you ever have a boss that texted you?
I have. That doesn't really bother me because mostly they were social or funny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're talking about company serious stuff. Okay. But there are rules and regulations just as there are for you as an employee. So how would you describe California in one word? Reddit users summed up the Golden State and the rest of the United States. And this was, you know, I could tell you, for instance, Arizona. Hot was the number one word description for Arizona. And I think that's appropriate. Probably desert, desolate, lonely. Stuff like that.
That one word that blends together to mean hot and dry.
Hot as hell for the rest of your life. When I worked in Texas, that was the forecast. It was great. You know, I just loaded it onto they're called hot buttons that just every time you hit it, it's like a button on your keyboard. Yeah. Say the same thing over and over. And it's like, hey, well, here's today's forecast.
Hot as hell for the rest of your life.
Well, that's pretty much it. Not like anything else is going to happen. You know, right now, unfortunately, I wish we could say rain, but it's
sunshine at 70.
Okay, yeah. Got it. All right, so other words, descriptions from people around the United States and the world. One-word descriptions for California. Home, fun, Hollywood, superior, party, yuppies, liberals, expensive.
We've got
hundreds more. Yeah, you can add to it. Tweet us at Generation Drex, D-R-E-X. Okay, so let's get to this. Time for Listicles featuring the Heather Program. Habits of a Happy Couple. And this could be, you know, husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend, girlfriend and girlfriend, boyfriend and boyfriend.
Yeah.
It all works out.
If your goal is to stay together a long, 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 long time.
Happy couples. So they go to bed at the same time. Well, I don't think everybody can do that because of the work schedule here.
Oh, it's all about you.
No. See, here we go. We're off and running. So go ahead. They go to bed at the same time.
Well, the article just says, points out, remember when you first started dating, you couldn't wait to get into bed together and cuddle and snuggle and do all that other special stuff.
Yeah, that's fine. They find common interests. Well, that's important.
That seems like a no-brainer. But at the same time, you don't want to do every dang thing together. But you should have a couple activities that the both of you look forward to doing as a couple and with some consistency. And they also said something about trying a new recipe every weekend. Recall a study done quite some time ago that couples who did adventurous and or new things really cemented their relationship because of that kind of newness and edginess that they went through a new experience together.
I like the recipe thing. It's a good idea. But, you know, after you get we each get a bottle of wine in us, then things go south with the recipe anyway. But I guess that's the whole point. At least you did it together.
Pretty much all the food tastes horrible.
Right, exactly. But it doesn't matter after you've got the cab in you.
Exactly.
Next, number three is, habits of happy couples. They touch. Well, sure. Simple gestures, right?
Yeah, it increases closeness. I'm sure it gives off some little dopamine squirt of, I care about you. I feel loved. Yay.
Well, you know, we talked about this before. That's just a big, number one, numero uno, subconscious flirting technique that people don't even realize that they're doing.
So,
even at the office, if somebody just touches you, that means they like you.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't mean they want to go to bed with you. So no reason to file a $160 million lawsuit against that person. Okay. Hold on a second. It just means they like you.
Yeah. You're stuck on that number.
Okay.
Oh, God.
They don't pointlessly nag.
What? Why? So this means if something is bothering you, you have a real conversation about it. Otherwise, let it go.
I totally agree with you. Next, habits of happy couples. They embrace affection, continuing to kiss each other and say, I love you.
That seems like it's the same as number three in a way, but I guess driving home the point of I love you, a really good, great goodbye kiss is another thing. Or when you come home from a long day, do it again. Just remind yourself to do it.
You know, the good night, I love you, and stuff like that. I mean, I don't think it means macking down all the time. I mean, it's as long as it's not obligatory, then it doesn't get weird.
Yeah, but also don't let it sort of fall away to where it becomes a habit to not do it.
I had a buddy whose wife would not let him get off the phone, and he'd be in public places or in meetings or whatever where they were doing something, and unless he said, I love you, really loudly, she would get pissed off. So that was like, that was obligatory. By the way, they're not together anymore. They're divorced.
See?
Okay.
Because someone who's demanding like that doesn't, anyway, yeah, I'd be like, I love you, Nazi.
Habits of happy couples. They maintain the intimacy. Well, of course.
Yeah, nothing beats the I can't keep my hands off you and I'm so obsessed with you honeymoon phase. It's so amazing when the only thing you can focus on is your partner you want to spend every single second together with. And I think that can even be texting because, opposed to the simple touching thing, when you're letting that person know that you're thinking sexy thoughts about them, boy, you're going to stay together.
Even emojis work, I think.
Oh, is there an emoji for...
for that...
Well, the meerkat audience saw that.
Yeah, the vanilla ice cone, the vanilla ice cream cone and the poop emoji are the same thing. They're just different colors.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, now you know.
So.
I don't know. I just thought I'd throw that out there. They go out together. Yes. Habits of a happy couple. Yep.
Yeah. Have a date night. It's, again, if you're together a while, it's easy to forget and let it fall away and just... get into your Snuggie with that bottle of cab, and it's just nothing, less sexy than that, right?
So. I think one of the most important ones on this listicle is that they genuinely enjoy each other's company, because if you don't have that, it's just, why bother?
Duh. I would say, how did you ever get to be a couple if you didn't genuinely enjoy hanging out?
And to wrap it up, they put their phones away and they break routines. I think these are all very, obvious, but sometimes we just tend to forget.
Yeah.
So, an I love you or a nice emoji right now would be good.
Oh, I love you too.
Okay.
Oh, wait, you weren't talking to me.
Yes, I am. I always am. We're going to talk about Angelina Jolie and her latest surgery. She's got a lot of surgeries going on. Whoa. And Kelly Osbourne weighs in. That's next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Take a deep breath. Good. Now stretch back into train pose and melt into your super wide seat with legroom for days. Turn your torso to the right and take in the panoramic view.
Very nice.
Amtrak is a more relaxing way to travel. Enjoy spacious accommodations with food and drinks on board to places like Portland, Seattle, LA, Reno, and Denver. Find your center and your ticket at Amtrak.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Canlon, and after spending 30 hardworking years running a major resort in Northern California, I finally got a chance to retire. At the resort, we used Armstrong for just about everything, foam roofing, windows, and painting. And now that I'm living the retired life and we built our own home, I used Armstrong again. Their double-pane windows and the insulation of a good foam roof keep the house warm in winter and cool in the summer, and that makes me feel so comfortable I can focus on the more pressing issues of retirement, like, maybe pressing is the wrong word. Urgent? No, I don't think urgent. Maybe I'll nap on it.
Protect your home and save on heating and cooling costs with Armstrong energy-efficient windows and foam roofing. Call Armstrong today for a free estimate. Phone 777-1234. That's Armstrong, 3 7s and a 1234. License 245291.
Hi, folks. Alan Thick here. If you owe the IRS, they want their money now, and it's their right to get it. The truth is they would rather settle for less than bother you more, and that's why they've launched the Fresh Start program. To